Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we continue looking into Judaism, and when we say Judaism, we are referring to Second Temple Judaism. That is the Judaism that was developed after the period of time that we see in the Old Testament where Israel was taken into captivity. They were returned to Israel, and by then they built the Second Temple, and that is really a legalistic Judaism that was different than the Old Testament, and much of what we see of Judaism in the New Testament is based on that. Now, today we want to look at the Jewish view of God. They would hold to a very strict view of monotheism. Now, they would be strict in the sense that they would deny the Christian view of a Trinity. The Christians believe in one God in three persons. The Jewish view would be that there is one God, one being, one person. They would not hold to any multiple persons. No, their view of God is seen clearest in Deuteronomy in chapter 6, verse 4, where it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." This is actually called the Shema. It is one of the most well-known passages in Judaism. It's something that's recited often. And if you ever go to a Jewish home and you see on the side of the doorpost, you will see what's called a mezuzah, and inside is that passage of Deuteronomy. It is to remind people that there is one God. This is what separated early Israel or early Judaism from all the other pagan religions with their multiple gods.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.